welcome back to Front and Center, brought to you by Frontier Communications. I'm Dan Lovato. Transportation, the topic on Front and Center today, because the transportation infrastructure in our state is very vital for all of us, including business. Some would say especially for business. So that said, we welcome to the program a former NBC News director and anchor, and he's got a great website, TalkingTransportation.blogspot.com, Jim Cameron. Jim, welcome to Front and Center.
Thank you, Dan. Great to be on the show.
You have, by the way, been a 19-year member of the Connecticut Rail Commuter Council. You've obviously taken this passionate interest in transportation, particularly commuter transportation. How come?
Well, I've always been interested in transportation. When I was younger, I thought I would go to university and study civil engineering to help design rail services of the future. That didn't last long, but I got involved with journalism and broadcasting. I actually worked in Hartford for a while as news director at WHCN. But when I moved back up to Connecticut with my family, the reason we came back to Connecticut was the reliability of good rail service from Fairfield County into New York City. Transportation is crucial to the economic vitality of this state.
That said, where do we need to improve?
Well, I think there's a lot that still can be done to improve Metro North, but I was listening to your conversation with Senator Fasano about this idea about a mileage tax. A lot of your listeners upstate, you know, they don't get to ride on reliable commuter rail yet. They will soon. I think their biggest concern is the maintenance and improvement of the highway system in the state. I share that concern. I think that the senator makes, you know, a good point about the somewhat surreptitious way that this whole issue of a vehicle miles tax has been raised. But I would argue that we're already paying for every mile that we drive, whether it's commuting to work or going to the senior center or going to the hospital. It's called a gasoline tax. And the more miles you drive, the more tax you pay. The problem is that the gasoline tax is proving to be an unreliable source of the money we need to maintain, let alone improve our highway system, as mileage improves on automobiles and more people convert to electric cars. So I think I actually support this idea of a mileage tax, because I think it seems to be the fairest way of raising the money we need to maintain the roads by asking the people that drive on those roads to pay that tax. You know, the governor came out with his proposal a couple of years ago for a $100 billion investment over 30 years to improve transportation in the state. Being a politician, of course, he didn't explain how we were going to pay for that. He created a task force, and he put it upon them to come up with a solution, to come up with that money. And they looked at a lot of different revenue sources: tolls, increasing the gas tax, hiking fares on mass transit, even trying to recapture some of the increased value of real estate around new transit centers like the CT Fast Track bus rapid transit system. The one idea that they also embraced and has been experimented with in California and in Oregon and is already in place in Europe is this idea of a mileage tax. I think it makes perfect sense, but if you listen to the Republicans in the legislature, their hair is on fire.
What about the public? Do we know the public sentiment is for a vehicle mileage tax?
No, we don't, and I think we should figure out what that public sentiment is, but we need to explain it in a rational way and not make it sound like the, you know, Hartford is looking to tap into our pocketbook every time we go out to buy a quart of milk. If we want to improve mass transit or highways, there has to be a way of coming up with the money. The state can't balance its own budget today, let alone come up with $100 billion. So we have to find new revenue sources. Nobody likes a tax that they have to pay. Everybody supports the idea of improving our roadways, but they want someone else to pay. Come on, let's be realistic here. If I want to see the I-84 viaduct in Hartford get rebuilt, I have to be willing to help pay some of that cost.
But some would argue that because the state's books are always out of balance, they're taking money from the gas tax that normally would be earmarked for transportation. They're taking money from the gross receipts tax, which normally would be earmarked for transportation, and they're using that to balance the books.
Absolutely right. And Governor Malloy has been as guilty of that as were previous administrations. And that's why the Republicans deserve credit for pushing this idea of a lockbox to make sure that money that is specifically raised and earmarked for transportation does not get misappropriated. The problem is the legislature did not act on the governor's suggestion of any kind of a lockbox, either in legislation this past session. They didn't even put it on the ballot as a referendum or a question come November. So because the legislature has done nothing on the lockbox, the governor's many funding alternatives are kind of dead in the water this year. There's no way that we're going to see a mileage tax or tolls or a sales tax increase unless the populace believes that that money is only going to be spent on its intended purpose, which is transportation. So I agree. Both administrations, both parties, have a terrible track record of making transportation funding look like petty cash to balance the budget. And nobody will support any of the funding alternatives until we're absolutely certain that money can only be spent on its intended purpose, which is transportation.
Would a VMT be in lieu of a tax on gasoline or in addition to?
I no one's asked my opinion on this, but I think it probably would be in lieu of. There's no need to tax people twice for driving through a gas tax and a vehicle miles tax. The reason the gasoline tax is not viable anymore is for the reasons I cited. Mileage is improving in cars. Electric cars use less gasoline. I think a vehicle miles tax is the fairest of all taxes, because whether you're driving an electric car or a gasoline-powered car or a truck, you're doing wear and tear on those highways. We need to make sure that the roads are clear of the snow and ice in the winter and they're properly maintained in the summer. And that's an expensive proposition for the state to undertake. So I think that a vehicle miles tax would be the fairest way of doing it, because it makes the motorist, the person who's using those roads, pay for the upkeep and the maintenance. A sales tax increase is unfair if you don't drive, if you use mass transit instead. So I think it is ultimately fair. The other argument that they raise, which I think is specious, is Big Brother. Big Brother is going to know my driving patterns. Well, when you take your car down to the DMV every year for your auto emissions inspection, they log how many miles are on your odometer. The state already knows how many miles you're driving. Google knows how many miles you're driving. You're driving around in your car with a cell phone on. You are broadcasting to Google exactly where you are at any given moment. The NSA probably knows my driving patterns better than I do myself. So there's no privacy anymore when it comes to using automobiles. Let's be realistic. Let's try to be fair in coming up with a revenue source that we need absolutely and be fair in finding the best source of that money.
You actually wrote about what privacy when you wrote that piece about Big Brother, not only mentioning Google, but Easy Pass, highway cameras. There really are no secrets in that area, are there?
Easy Pass, if you think it's only being used when you go across toll bridges or ride on the thruway, wrong. I mean, the ACLU found out that New York City has Easy Pass detectors in all parts of Manhattan, not just to track where you're driving, but they use it to track the flow of traffic, the speed of traffic. Quite often you'll hear of some criminal case where some bad guy was caught because his Easy Pass transponder pinged his location when he went past some sort of a detector. Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of technologies that we find that give us convenience, but the compromise is that we give up our privacy.
Why not just raise the gas tax?
Well, because the gas tax is not fair in that it is not being paid equally by the people that are driving on the highway. I mean, if I'm driving a Humvee and I'm getting 5 miles to the gallon, my gas tax for driving on the road is much higher than my neighbor who's driving a Prius and is getting 50 miles to the gallon. We also have one of the highest gasoline taxes in the nation already. New Jersey, which has very low gasoline tax but tolls, is talking about raising its gasoline tax. We just have to look down to New Jersey to see what happens if you run out of money. They have run out of money for their transportation fund, and they have suspended hundreds of projects right at the peak of construction season because their legislature couldn't come to an agreement with the governor on raising the gasoline tax. So the gasoline tax has proven to not be equitable, and it's not raising enough money.
Okay, for conversation purposes, let's say Connecticut were to institute a VMT. Would the driver still have to pay the federal gas tax?
Probably so, because that driver is driving on interstate highways, which are partially funded by the federal government in their maintenance as well, too. But the federal gas tax, I don't think, has been raised in 15 or 20 years.
Even longer, I think.
The majority of the taxes that we pay are state taxes in that gas tax.
What about the infrastructure of imposing a VMT? How it's collected, how we pay for it, how would that work?
Well, I think they're experimenting with a lot of different technologies, and that's one of the reasons I think that this study that they're talking about is a good idea. I mean, they're going to have, as they've done in Oregon, 50 volunteers, probably state employees. Some of them could do something just as simple as keeping a logbook, or they could use an app. I mean, there's all kinds of free third-party apps that business people use to keep track of their mileage when they're going from client to client or doing business. It knows by GPS where you are. So you say, ping, I'm going from point A, and then knows where you ended up at point B, keeps track of the mileage. You could also plug a device into your car that track that mileage seamlessly and share that information with the DMV. Or it could be something just as gross as once a year when you go down for your auto emissions and they check your odometer, they'll say, okay, in the last year you went 10,000 miles. Multiply that perhaps times the weight of your vehicle, because I think a truck is doing more damage to a roadway than an automobile might be. There'll be some sort of a formula, I think, to make it equitable.
The campaign, of course, for the presidency seems to be overshadowing everything, but we do have state representatives and state senators up for election this year or re-election. Should this be a main component of the campaign races here in the state of Connecticut, this particular issue?
Absolutely. I hope that there are candidates out there whose hair is not on fire who look at this and say, you know, it actually makes some sense. It seems to be a fair way of paying the cost of maintaining our roads. I think a rational debate about this would go a long way to enlightening the public as to what's really being suggested. You know, shame on the governor for backing away from a plan that his own task force endorsed. But I know nobody in Hartford, Republican or Democrat, who has the guts to stand up and say, you want to see your roads maintained and improved? That comes with a cost. I mean, we all embrace this idea of massive spending for new highways and improved rail, but we're not willing to pay for it. It can't be both ways.
Now, the Republicans are out there saying they oppose a VMT, and they want the legislature to go into special session and put the Democrats on record as to where they stand on this. Either they're for or against a VMT, but the Democrats won't even go into special session. Wouldn't that be an excellent forum to get the debate going?
Absolutely, and I don't think that this VMT tax, if Senator Fasano is correct, should be shoved down our throats in a kind of a backdoor manner, to mix metaphors. I mean, this should be endorsed, debated, understood. Public hearings should be held. The governor should come out and explain the merits of this plan, and it should be the legislature that should decide whether or not a vehicle miles tax makes sense. It should not be done in some sort of co-conspiracy with the federal government. If Senator Fasano is correct in that regard, I think that is that's bad. I think this should be a public debate. I think that every candidate, every lawmaker should be forced to take a position on this. And if you're opposed to the gasoline tax, if you're opposed to the vehicle miles tax, what's your alternative? Again, everybody says they want better mass transit, better highways, but nobody seems to be willing to endorse a plan to pay for it.
But you're saying that these politicians should be on the record before the election.
Absolutely. What a concept. I've been talking to any number of state reps, candidates for a state rep or Senate office this November, who have reached out to me since this conversation kind of started boiling over last week. And I think there's actually going to be some of them who may come out and endorse this idea. Not a real popular thing to do in an election year, to come out in favor of a tax, but, you know, there is no free lunch. There is no way to pay for highways and rail improvements without somebody bearing the cost. And it's like they, Everett Dirksen said decades ago in Washington, you know, don't tax me, don't tax you, tax that guy behind the tree. Well, again, we all support a tax until we actually have to end up paying it. And if I'm driving on the highways, I'm happy to pay a tax if it means I don't have to pay for repair of a broken axle or a broken rim, because the potholes on I-95 are so horrendous and the state doesn't have money to fix them.
All right, Jim, you've been very informative. We'll get you back sometime to talk about, you did a great piece recently, I think in today's paper, one of the papers I read, about the interstate highway system. We'd love to have you back to talk about that sometime.
Anytime, Dan. It'll be my pleasure.
Okay, you take care.